Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
My God has blessed us one more time to come before you. I'm really excited to be here. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Real to You Primetime. You know, we come here, we're trying to present a platform that hopefully you really like. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We want to give a shout out to Ms. Bush, EBS, that's joining us early, right early. We thank you so much. And we got two others that we can't see the names right now joining us on Facebook. Thank you so much. Now, we might ask ourselves why, or you may ask yourself, why should I be checking out Talking Real to You Primetime? It is the only talk show, the real talk show, that talk about issues that's concerning you not only in your neighborhood but all over the world. So we're excited to have that opportunity to come before you and share that. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you can join the opportunity to chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith and co-host that joins me from time to time. They remote in. They'll be calling in a minute. I want to give a shout out to Audrey Bivens. Thank you so much, Audrey. Cuz, it's good to have you on. I'm glad everything is doing well with you and your family. Thank you so much. Nita G. Young, thank you so much for taking time to be a part of it. We have Dope _ Black Woman. Come on, Dope _ Black Woman. Thank you. And also we have Ms. Bush join us. Also on the second device, thank you so much, Ms. Bush, EBS. Also join us, TBS 1914, a brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. A shout out to Ms. Bush, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, as well as we will get E_ Unique P. Thank you so much. I'm going to try to give you all a way to really appreciate you all taking time to join us tonight. And we look forward to having you on from time to time. Now, we want you to be a part of the show also by going to the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can check us out on Twitter. It's a great opportunity. You can tweet the show at Talking Real to You, WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. At Coach with a K _L_ Smith at the Smith Wave Production. On Instagram, we're very excited about partnering with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're a co-sponsor of a lot of our prizes that we give away. So we're glad to have them. Those are the brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. And we just want to give you their handle. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We also want to give a shout-out truly to the other opportunity on Instagram, and I see several people joining me, and I can't wave them because of the distance. That's on Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Now, we're excited to have an awesome team that join me from time to time from all over the country, and I want to give them a shout-out tonight because it's important just to give them a shout-out, and when they join us, I'll let you know they have signed now on to be a part of. We give a shout out to a millennial. She's right on the top side of millennial. She's an educator, member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Ms. Lauren D. Smith, along with Dr. Olivia E. Smith. Truly, we call her Dr. Lowe. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Ms. Scarlett H. Black. I'm going to say Sarah Scarlett H. Black. A member of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. A shout out to Ms. Lisa S. Levine out of the great state of Florida. And we're going all the way to the West Coast. We use specific time to make sure she's on the show when she can join us. Now I know the lady who put their boots on the ground, Miss Tina Robinson, the ministry, I'll say her ministry and also her organization is Owning My Own Truth, the cognitive behavior group that work with individuals out there in Oakland, California. I want to make sure I didn't separate, but Oakland, California. They are out there with their boots on the ground. They're providing for the individuals that are needed in the city of Oakland. And if you've been in Oakland, you see how it has progressed. And she's there with her organization doing an awesome job. We got to give you a shout out, Tina. Keep on doing what you're doing. We give a shout out to iCindy29. We give her a wave. Thank you so much for joining us. And D_Mace32, thank you for joining us as well. We're also going to jump over to our other devices. We have Gwendolyn, is Maniner Means, thank you for joining us. And we kind of make sure we got everybody. Okay, so we have everybody so far. We want to give you all a shout out. Thank you so much. I see my cousin is giving me a shout out as well as Asara Anita G. Young, a member of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Corporate, and my cousin Audrey Bibbins. She said, hey, cuz, it's good to see you. Thank you so much, cuz, for being there. As well as she's mentioned that my auntie Tynes is saying hello. Beatrice is saying hello. Thank you, T, for saying hello as well. Let's get this thing started, man. We're going to make this thing happen tonight, and as soon as my co-host call in, we're gonna make it ride. We're going to make it ride. We want to share a couple of things in regard to our introduction. We truly want you to be able to call in. I'm going to say that again. 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, a location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorinda D. Smith and the Coast of team members that join us from time to time. We also want you to check us out if you want to go back and just check out the plain old life issues we're talking about. Just plain old life issues we're talking about. You can go to our On The Man episode and you can check those out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, and Instagram. And we have a YouTube channel that we're so proud to have called the Smith Way Production. WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 33 countries. We're excited about that because the word is global. And we appreciate each and every one of you all when you join us through Facebook or join us through Blog Talk Radio, or you have an opportunity to catch us when you go Google the radio station. You can pick it up. Just go to WBSW Radio. And you'll pick up and you'll search and find it. Search and you will find us, and you'll be able to check us out that way. We have a total of 577 episodes. We're in our 5th year. We're glad God has blessed us one more time. Another year to be seen. We're working on the 6th year now because on September the 27th, 2017, was our first show aired. And now we're in 2022. So God is good. He's moving all the obstacles out the way. He's blessing WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We also have giveaways that we given to us by our sponsors. I gave a shout out to the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, along with TriStat LLC out of Selma, Alabama. And the owner and operator is Mr. William Scott. He's in the consulting business. He can work with you and help you with any phase of business, whether it's management, leadership, writing grants, or whatever it may be. He can put you in the right position. So check them out. That's TriStat LLC out of Selma, Alabama. Then I want to give a shout out to the team members of WSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They play a major part in sponsoring our gifts that we're coming up on our big trip, the first trip of the holiday season coming up. It'll be next week, and that trip will be to Las Vegas. 4 nights. We're going to take care of each one of those nights. You take care of your travel getting there. So that's 5 days and 4 nights. and we're going to raffle off and tell you how you can register for the giveaways. You need to send email, and I will give you my email as I complete this process. Send me your name along with some transactional means like a Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, to Lorenza, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A, D as in David, S-M-I-T-H, 15@gmail.com. That's Lorenza D. Smith, 15@gmail.com. So we look to have all of the names and all of the transactional means in. Not only that, we're giving away the big trip that's coming up, the first big trip to Vegas coming up for Thanksgiving. On the following weeks or 2 weeks after, we'll be giving a trip to back to Atlanta, which will be 4 days and 3 nights. You get a chance to go to Atlanta. We'll take care of the hotel costs. You'll take care of your travel. And then coming up during the Christmas holidays, we're going to push it to the next level. We're going to have a six days. Cancun, Mexico. So make sure I get your name. Now, you can type in on the board right there as a comment. So I make sure, yeah, I see your name. But you got to let me know with some form of transactional means, because not only we give away trips, we give away books, we give away cash vouchers, food vouchers, loans, gift cards. We give away all of that in our raffle. We also just, because God has blessed us, we're sending you a love offering. Everybody send me your transnational name along with your name. You'll get a love offering. I will make sure of that on behalf of the team members of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Our title for tonight's show is America Under Stress. And I truly want to talk about this topic. I hope my team will be able to join me and share their thoughts on it, because we're under stress. Some people say no because it hadn't hit you yet. We're in inflation. And a lot of us are going paycheck to paycheck. Then on top of that, we have individuals, the price of gas going up and down. And the price of food, here we come in Thanksgiving, which is next week. The price of food is in certain things are up 37%, up 25%, 5%. And I know you said that's not a problem for me, but that could be a problem for someone. And we are under stress because we can't meet the needs when we have to feed our families. So America's under stress. The stress is not only on adults. The stress is on the children. And our first topic we want to talk about is in the area of education. Let me give a shout out to Tyrone Grant. Thank you so much. He said, what's up, Blue? All right, my brother, Blue 5, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, Tyrone, for joining us and being a part of this. Let me focus on our topic of discussion in education. And that topic is, why are America's children failing in today's school? As a lifelong educator, I go back and I tell people I worked in the school system from teacher up to central office administrator. I did 36.8 years. And in those 36.8 years, there's a lot of things I saw before I retired. Then I thought I was going to stay retired, and I didn't. I decided to go work on the university level. I work at Alabama State University as an adjunct professor, along with a university supervisor, working with young people, still bridging the gap. See, we got to know what our purpose is, bridge the gap. So when we talk about why America's children failing into today's schools, you ask yourself, what are we teaching in school? What is important? I'm going to talk about this data that came out recently, and that data was what we call the National Report Card. It focused on reading and math. You know, the old traditional way was somehow we had stepped away from it. We want to focus on other things besides reading and math. See, when the traditional education was in play, it was all about reading, write, arithmetic. Now, people said, man, that sounds old. Those are the three R's that we have to learn, because if you can't understand and focus on the three R's, then our national report card will continue to fall further and further behind. But before I move forth on why our children are failing in today's school, I want to take an opportunity to introduce one of our co-hosts, Jordan. This young lady also hosts with me a show on Wednesday night called Tell the Truth. And we just talk about telling the truth. And tonight it's all about telling the truth. Some people ain't going to be happy to hear. Just plain old life issues we're going to talk about. She hails from the great state of Ohio. That's Cleveland is our area, right there on the tip, on the border. She probably can sneeze and sneeze over Canada. She have brought her great talents to the southern peninsula of Florida. And she's a licensed social worker, a yoga instructor, along with she owns a yoga studio. None other than I call fam, she's family. No one other than Lisa Levine. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How are you?
I am fine. Now, are you still in Cleveland?
No, I'm back in Florida.
My bad.
I'm just late.
I wish I was
in Cleveland.
On Facebook, and you and Jolene was down at the game between the Miami Dolphins and the Cleveland Browns, correct?
Yes, we were.
So
we got to sit in a suite.
Okay, got a chance to sit in a suite. So things are that's all right. And we're so glad to have you all tonight, Lisa.
Thank you.
And the first topic I brought up is in regard to our title, which is America Under Stress. And we all are under stress in some form or fashion. We're talking about our children failing in today's schools. Focus a little bit on the national report card, which we will discuss as well. But truly, can you share your thoughts? Because I know you travel to those educational centers every day to work with our young people. Can you share some thoughts on that? Why our children, we know about the pandemic, but
right.
What's going on pretty much now with our children? Can you share some thoughts on that?
I think there's a few things. One thing in particular, kids are not getting homework. That's one thing. Two, I had a child today tell me, she's in middle school, they were watching movies today in all the classes. And I said, how come you're watching movies? And she said, well, because we were off school most of last week because of the storm that was coming. So I'm not sure, you know, when I heard that, I said, movies, trying to get them readjusted. So I think missing a lot of school, or at least down here, the kids have been missing a lot of school, some of it not in our control. And I think there's a lack of motivation. I think some kids are very far behind. They do need, I think, tutoring services. They need someone to work with them at home also. I think people got into a habit due to COVID, and this is our first year back, like where everybody should be back in school. And these kids are struggling. They're not educated. They have very little social skills. And some of the things that we're hearing in the schools of violent words and, you know, kids bullying other kids is very, very bad. It's on the rise. And I think some kids are unfocused at school. They're worrying about what's going on at home, and they're worrying about what's going on with their friends. And I just think there's something missing. that could be bringing, you know, things back together. But
exactly.
A number, you know, yeah. And I think once you're behind, there's, like I said, this lack of motivation. What's it matter, Miss Lisa? Well, it does matter. You need your education, you know, but they, and some of them are not understanding. I honestly, I looked at some of the math. I don't even understand some of that math because it's like a lot of word problems nowadays. It's very difficult. But I think because there's so many other stressors going on and distractions. And, you know, down here, I think I mentioned to you guys, it's so overcrowded. I had a kid tell me there's 35 kids in one of its classes. I don't know how you can teach or learn in that capacity.
That's awesome. It's tough. It's tough.
Sir, is that a lot of kids?
Mm-hmm. That is a lot of kids, Lisa. And some people say that at one time for one teacher is a little too many for a physical education class. Where you have a big old gym. So how would it be when you in a classroom when they practically sitting on top of each other? And
yes.
That's enough distraction that our young people have to deal with. It's tough enough. And I can tell you, I've been in that classroom as that teacher. One time I had about, in the health class, I had about 42 students of fourth and fifth graders in a class. And you know how challenging that was? That was quite challenging. What's going on now, because you, for example, everybody are not encountering the same in regards to overcrowding and the population increase like it has in the state of Florida, especially as they move further down, because a lot of them move further down south. Now, there's nothing wrong with northern Florida. It's almost like night and day. From northern Florida, we up in Jacksonville this past weekend, down to Boca Raton and Miami and Key West and Fort Lauderdale. It's like night, even the weather is like night and day. So that's one of the things people are really flocking from your northern state down there. So they're bringing their children. They're looking for a better opportunity.
Yep.
They're not going to take that away from them, but it's causing the overcrowding. Just think, we coming and dealing with the overcrowding in the classroom after we dealt with being out of school for the pandemic. You know, I like to put that aside when we're talking about why our children are failing in today's schools. Yes, the pandemic had a lot to do with what's going on to now, but I can go back before the pandemic. We had some challenges that we were just barely trickling over. Keeping around an area so our national report card would be more in line. But after the pandemic, we had a big drop. But a lot has to do with the vision that our young people are observing from some of our adults are also creating some problems for our young people because they don't quite understand it. They come out of the pandemic, they didn't understand it. Now they've seen where the country is almost divided. And they're not understanding.
Yes.
So it has a lot to do with the psyche of a child. Now, mental aspect is being challenged right now. And what we have to do, and I want to read something, Lisa, one of the individuals that's watching and listening, that's Tyrone Grant, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, wrote, Fred, American teachers are under assault. One day. Underpaid, that's two things. Understaffed, three things. And underappreciated. All of that plays in it as well. And it's important because when you go to school and you want to teach someone, you have to have the support to do it. Some of us work miracles. I tell you, if you want to be a teacher, which I said 6 points in secondary and elementary, and then post-secondary, I'm for the last 4 or 5 years, not going to 5 years, I've been working from that level secondary to now I see them in college. And the thing about it is a challenge. And we have shortages in our universities. And we sometimes are underpaid and sometimes underappreciated. So So all of that come into play when Tyrone Grant was he listed on his statement, and I really appreciate him sharing that with us. The next thing I want to, before we move forward, Lisa, I want to give a shout out to some people that are joining us. We have, I'm going to say, Cabrel Garcia. She's joining us as well. Thank you. And we got Hazer Ware Greek. If you want Greek payroll, you can go to Hazer Ware, W-A-R-E, Greek. Go to their Facebook page, and you can purchase some things that you might want to purchase. That's free pub I'm giving to you, my brother. Thank you so much. Alicia, let's kind of tie something in. I want to go and kind of lead from children failing in today's school. And some people say, well, what are we going to do about it? Let me quickly say I would recommend that we do. Now, the situation down in Florida, I cannot address that because it is growing so fast, it's almost overrunning
schools. You have no idea.
The schools are
overrun.
Wait,
yeah.
And they're being overrun by the flight to Florida. So that's going to be a challenge in itself. But if we want to improve on our national report card, we have to get back to those three R's. Some people want to hear. But we have to get back to the reading, the writing, and the arithmetic. Now, some people that's over that. So you got to understand reading. So how are we going to attack the situation? See, reading don't come where someone just reads something. There are sub areas dealing with reading. And those sub areas including reading comprehension. If I read something and I don't understand it, Lisa, I still haven't read anything. I'm still not able to read. If I'm reading something and I can't pronounce the words in there in vocabulary, then I'm having a problem reading. If I read and I see the word and I cannot define and understand what the word means, then I have another problem. And then we have critical thinking. We want our young people, I want any individual, young or old, to read and we have critical thinking about what they read. You see the levels of reading. It's not just I stand up and read in front of you. But the fifth one I think so important, I skipped one, I'm going to just say the fifth one I think so important, is that fear. It's a fear with a lot of young people and people in general in being able to read in front of their classmates. Because if you don't understand and can't pronounce the words, you don't want to read because you're afraid your classmates don't laugh at you. So those are the things that have been going on in schools a long time. And what we have to do is work toward moving in that direction and not get away from working on the sub areas in the area of reading so our national report card can be better. We got to refocus on those things. And we have to go through various training. Yes, our children are behind because of the pandemic. But that means we got to have more reading opportunities put in place by young people. I was talking to a friend of mine recently, and they was talking, Lisa, about let's identify, because it go hands in hands. A lot of children who are not doing well academically, a lot of times have discipline problems as well. Some people don't believe that, but I'm going to tell you, and you can believe it or not, it happens like that. Because if they can't perform at the level, they gonna, at the level that we're asked, then they're going to find us to perform at the level so we can accept them or their classmates accept them. And it becomes a behavior situation. And the idea was, let's take today and let's take all of that and light up, let's set up more academies. You know, maybe put them in a situation where they can learn from each other or learn. Some people don't agree with doing that, but just we can address their needs, not with everybody else, because it's gotten, Lisa, I'm going to tell you, something also happening in school is that our students that are, I'll call a little bit, on the upside level of intelligence. Others stay so low-key, don't even want nobody to know they're intelligent. They don't want nobody to know their level is high because they're afraid they're going to get picked on. You brought that up about bullying. Bullying is something we call ourselves that we can handle, but we can't handle. I'm telling you, I've been there. It's a challenge, you know, because we have still operate within our laws, too, you know. So we have to be able to respond, but we must respond to it in a manner that it puts both situation or both individual in the opportunity to grow from it. Instead of doing like we do, don't come see no tattletale. I don't know whether you ever heard that before, Lisa, but I know it's been said. Her teacher said, don't be no tattletale. Here's somebody over there that's threatening and abusing that person, you know, through verbal or mental or now cyberbullying.
Right.
Then you never don't come in with no
which is really bad.
That's a scary place to allow yourself to be in as an adult in charge of children. So we have to kind of work on all these things. In the math, I don't see how we can be comfortable with our young people not being able to do all functions of math. Yes, it starts off with being able to count. You know, it was amazing. I'll tell you this story that I heard in regards to education. Children was in class and they were being taught math, and they was using sticks to count, right? So recess came, so they went outside. You know, fifth graders, fourth graders, and they went outside, had recess, and the two little boys are sitting up there watching the plane fly overhead. And they said, oh, that's a plane flying, you know, 30,000 feet, about, you know, 80 miles per hour. You know, I'm running off some numbers now. And then the bell rings, and the teacher said, let's go back to class. You know what the kids say? Dang, we got to go back and start counting sticks. That's what's happening in education. We're trying to teach everybody on the same level when they're not. We ask you and we ask everybody to understand that we have to teach them the level where they are, but you have to find out where they are and work from that point. That's how we improve on this national report card. That's how we improve and give our young people confidence so when they become adults, they can be productive citizens. That's what we have to do. Teach them from where they are. And you can benchmark them as they go to make sure they succeed. Make sure they succeed. All right, listen, let me run this one by you right quick, and I want you to share some. This is dealing with our, it's a tie-in with education, but it's also, I would say, a social situation. You know, the country being divided, we're coming out of the pandemic. I know we have talked about this, but we're going to talk about it some more because it's affecting our young people in our schools now. It's affecting our young people at home. All of this is going on. The division we have affects children mentally. Can you share some thoughts on that? How is that this division and all what's going on affecting our children mentally?
Well, I'm going to say this. I've had kids, and you know I mainly teach K through 5. They'll start talking about politics in class, and I'm not even sure if they know what they're talking about. And I know for a period of time, I remember kids were like, oh, who did your parents vote for, and who did your parent vote? And then they'd fight. The kids would fight, stop talking. It was very unusual, but that's what was going on. Did your dad vote for Trump? Your dad didn't vote for Trump? Well, I can't be your friend. Like that kind of stuff. And I think we're still seeing that. I mean, I don't remember as a kid. I remember learning about voting or things like that. But to see children fighting over, you know, and then you listen to what they're saying, and I don't think they fully understand what they're saying. You know, everyone's entitled to an opinion and a feeling. I always say that whether we agree or not, everybody has an opinion and a feeling, but now it's become a free-for-all.
Mm.
And the whole thing with racial tensions and these types of things, we know, anti-Semitism, racist, it's been going on for years. But now it's become okay to come out and say whatever you want. And then because people are very sensitive and, you know, you get what I'm saying. That's also creating a problem. Well, Kanye West, honestly, I didn't look up what Kanye West said because I don't really care. You know, people were asking me. You know what I mean? Like, we're too involved in people's lives that we don't know, and then we're fighting over it. Who's right or who's wrong? Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes plenty of sense.
And it's affecting these kids because they go, a lot of these famous people go on the TikToks and the Snapchats, and the kids are hearing stuff and they fight over it. And I'm thinking, do you even know? You know, I don't think they understand.
Nope.
I don't even think some of the adults understand. I think they kind of hear what they want to hear, or, you know, what something I posted about, you saw, Kate against hate. You know, that's the one thing, you know, I was taught. Educate, 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 and it'll either, you're not going to change somebody's mind, but at least you've provided them with some information maybe they didn't have.
Exactly.
But yeah, now do you notice that though? These young kids are like involved in
yes.
You know, division of, you know, social issues in the world that they shouldn't be.
Exactly.
But
and you're so that is so true, Lisa. And sometimes we pull them in. Yes, we want them to be critical thinkers. We want them to be a part. If it leads to violence,
and ask questions,
and between each other, asking questions. We want them to be curious because they can learn.
Absolutely.
From that. When we give them whatever information we get and have them to try to decide, I'm gonna be on one side or the other, I'm going to be on the side
right.
where my parents is, and if you're not, we're physically getting tied up with each other. So the mental aspect of this for our children is really challenging. We need to be really,
it's a
really
lot.
Watching this, because remember our children coming out of the pandemic, and that was a mental challenge for them as well. So we can't let this division become an added
right.
own. We have to address it. I challenge each and every one of you all that's on here to challenge it. If you have any children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, brothers or sisters or cousins that are young that are in need to ask questions, but truly be able to provide them with answers that allow them to think and not just be swayed to the way you are the narrative that
right.
you want to speak. I think one of the biggest is that we're all about a narrative. If you're not accepting my narrative, then we're going to have to bump heads. If not, I'm going to try to cancel you out some way, somehow. And
yes.
I never thought that country would be where we would try to cancel people out because they don't agree with what you say and what you think.
Exactly.
That's what the world is all about. We are free thinkers. So if you are out there trying to convince somebody to go with your narrative, then you get upset with them because they don't go to your narrative. You have the problem. They don't have the problem. Your problem is going to get worse than what it is now if you continue to try to do this. I like a spirited debate, but I'm going to have my thoughts
right.
about it and our opinions. And you're going to do the same thing. But when our children
right.
that are mature enough to kind of put everything in the right perspective, it goes from the process of thinking about it to a physical thing. So be very careful how you put
fighting.
The game with our children, because we're having a lot of crime and violent crime going on. Not only, it's all over the country. And a lot of the first thing we want to say is the pandemic. No, it's not truly all. A lot of this.
No, a lot of it was going on, like I said, racial now all of a sudden, you know, people, well, it took to me like some protest to go on for people to maybe wake up, or maybe they didn't. But all this has been going on a long time, and it's people, this isn't anything new. Now you have social media, and you can have your phone that you can videotape stuff, you know, a difference. And people say, oh, it's on the rise. It might be on the rise. It's been like this. It's just, you know, am I right? It's been this way, but because people go on, and sometimes I don't even know if they know what they're posting. You know, like they're so angry, like they'll get angry and just jump on and post something. And then I'm thinking, well, are your kids seeing what you're writing? You know, does that make sense? Like what, you know, but this has all been going on before COVID.
Exactly. And well, we're going to have to take a step back and try to realize what's happening, especially with our young people. And we have to really be serious about bringing our development and our support for each other back at home. You know, this show is all about the neighborhood, block by block, just plain old life issues. We want to start in the home or in the neighborhood, on block, work our way out. We're a grassroots talk show. And we want you to focus on your family, and we're just trying to share some thoughts. Let me give a shout-out to some individuals joining us. We have Charlie's Angels joining us. Thank you, Nurse Jennifer, for joining us. And we also have the newbie vegan that's joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Now we have Karen Copeland joining us. Thank you, Karen, for taking time to be a part of what we're trying to do here. This is
Karen.
WSW. Yeah, that Karen.
That Karen. She's amazing.
Yes. We're number one, and we appreciate each and every one of you all joining us, because it's all about real talk. It's all about truly trying to share something that will address our title, which is America Under Stress. I am Dr. Lonzo D. Smith. And on the line, remotely in here with us through Blog Talk Radio, is Lisa Levine. So we're truly trying to address the topics and share our point of view. And you should have your, if you'd like for you to type in your point of view, if you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook. We have two Instagram vehicles going tonight. So you can type it in. And the Instagram is Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15 or Data Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And then we also have Facebook, facebook.com/DRL Smith. Thank you so much. That's Karen. Thank you so much. Wohau to you both. Thank you. We appreciate it. All right, Lisa, let's kind of move the agenda, and we're going to kind of look at this statement. And something we talked about even a while ago in regards to student loan forgiveness. As we know, it was struck down by a Texas court, said it was unconstitutional. Let's really look at any thoughts about that, Lisa, in regards to the forgiveness of student loans at this point? Do you have any thoughts about that?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't like read up on it fully, but if you're going to forgive one person, then you got to forgive everybody. And I don't know what that looks like from a economic or financial point.
Well, it's,
like, is it that you wipe it away or?
Well, you only wipe it away $20,000 if you, if I'm not mistaken, had Pell Grant, and $10,000 for any individual who did have a loan. So it's going to cost about $500 billion to do this. And the Texas court, and a lot of people thought from the beginning it was unconstitutional, struck it down. So it's back, and it's something the president signed into executive order, so it would allow people to have some leeway on it. We talked about it, but I was just following up on the strike now. I want to give a shout out to Jacqueline Davidson that's joining us as well. Thank you, Jacqueline, for taking time. Hope you're taking your trip. Yeah, Jacqueline was one of our winners of our three-night trip to Atlanta. And hope she is taking that. If not, whatever she takes, they have 18 months to take it. So do that. To go back to our giveaway, I want to give a shout out to another sponsor. That's L&A Lawn Service, the manicure experts in South Central Alabama. For more information, you can call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-740. That's L&A Lawn Service. Thank you so much for being a sponsor of our giveaways that we have. And also to add to that, this is something that would help a lot of people, especially young people start off who have these loans, can't start off, get a home. But with that relief of $10,000, give them that option to maybe purchase a home or buy some things and get them out of debt. It's just a start of it, but a start is better than nothing. So, but that's something that was done previously a couple months ago. So we'll see how the court system deal with it, see if folks will probably go to the appellate court all the way to the Supreme Court. So we'll see how that fall into play. And the last thing I want us to touch on, Lisa, is I don't know about you, but I'm going to speak for myself. You know, are we comfortable paying the high prices during this so-called inflation? Some people say it's not inflation, but it's inflating when I go to the gas pump. It's inflating when I go to the grocery store and buy five items and spend $45. It's inflated where I compare to 6, 7 months, 8 months ago. So do you think people are comfortable with paying high prices? Even though, you know,
in Florida or everywhere?
Everywhere. But let me add one more thing to that. See, your energy bill increased because I know mine's increased almost $70. So wow. I know your energy bill, your gas bill that you normally pay. And then, you know, the interest rate have increased on those. Remember now those credit cards, whenever they hike the interest rate up 0.75, that affects your credit card too now. So all of this come into play. It takes more money for you. But do you feel like, and I'll take Florida. We'll use, because we have to talk about what you're related to. And we'll start and talk about Florida. You really think a lot of people around are comfortable with the price? Because I know sometimes the prices that you may be encountering will be a lot different than the prices that we may be encountering in this southeast part of sort of in the middle part of it in Alabama, Mississippi. So get your thoughts on that, Lisa.
Well, I think down here there's many of us that are angry or upset about it because our rents have gone up. You have all these people that moved here, and apparently they've got millions and millions of dollars and can just pay cash for a house or you know, some of the restaurants, I guess, went up too, you know, and people are uncomfortable and they're fearful. And a lot of people are angry because you got people working virtually in New York and then they're living, you know, paying Florida tax or no state tax. But we feel like we're having, you know, I was trying to cut back on some of my therapy hours and I was running a little late this evening, but what can we do? You know, I know other people that are picking up second jobs in stores or in malls or, you know, I think people are very uncomfortable here with it. A one bedroom in certain areas is like $3,000. Maybe, you know, it still has not fully... They keep saying it's going to crash, but I mean, I don't know how people are affording or are they living off credit. You know,
yeah.
It's changed so much down here. And I actually, I had a conversation with someone that moved here from New York, very lovely young girl. But she said from being locked up and just everything changed there, that's why they came here. Like, just mentally, it was not good. And I'm thinking, okay, I understand that. I get why people are coming down here, or why people, there's a lot of movement everywhere, but I don't know how people can manage or do any kind of self-care or take care of themselves when all they can do is work. You know, we're working basically to pay rent. I think that's my biggest expense is my rent.
Mm-hmm.
Because taxes went up here, everything, homeowners insurance companies dropping people. And then people have to go to a new company and they're paying double.
Mm.
And that stress and burden alone, you know, and I know, and some people don't have savings, you know, they just didn't have savings or didn't plan for this to happen, but something's got to give at some point.
Exactly.
Publix down here has gotten so expensive. I mean, somebody posted $7.99 for eggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of money. A carton of eggs.
And that's why you can go to and pay $45 for some items, you know.
Yeah. How are we all supposed to, and people can't retire? Or people retired and now they're like, why did I do that? Or they're going back and getting another job.
Yep.
You know, because, and then I think, well, how are people that are not working, because everybody's short-staffed, how are they surviving?
That's the question, $1 million question. How are those individuals?
That is $1 million question.
That's right. And they could be the ones that fall in the comfortable category.
In their 20s, right?
Yeah, maybe they're, yes, a lot younger. Even some in their 30s now choosing to
don't want to work
with mom or dad, a brother or sister, and then they may not have a job. So a lot of things are happening, so we're being stressed. That's why the title of the show is Stress Under Stress. And these are some things that we're asking everyone to take an opportunity to look at. How our children are failing in school today, the national report card, along with why we're so divided, because you understand that phrase, together we stand, divided we fall. It's not, you know, we got war against ourselves, one trying to dictate to the other. It's just all of the challenges, the higher prices with inflation. You know, you can't really drive nowhere but to work and back home, especially if you clocking some miles in between. And then you go to the grocery store, your power bill, your gas bill, your cable bill, and then your interest rate on your credit card. It's impossible for us to survive, but we're surviving and we're comfortable. So America's under stress, but we have people that are able to survive. And they say they're not, we say we always survive. Some people say it in their mind, we're always surviving and we don't survive. So even if we're in stress, we'll be able to survive. We got to put our trust in our Lord and Savior. We're going to move back in the right direction now. Put our trust in our Lord and Savior. He'll make a way. He'll touch those leaders and put them in the right order too. So what we have to do is trust him in him, turn it all over to our Lord, and he will make a way. And I tell you, Lisa, that's what it's all about. Then we're down about 5 minutes, Lisa. This show was quick tonight. Ooh.
I know.
I really appreciate you. You've been a part of it.
Thank you.
Just want to say one thing, a couple things to some people that are typing in, and I want to give them an opportunity, even though their voice is not being heard, and I'm going to get their voice out. We had Charlie Angel says, they totally agree. Karen Copeland, and you know her, and she says, think of the workers in, like, nurses' aide, Jonathan said. Still getting paid per hour. with 3 or 4 children.
Yeah.
And the wealthy, okay, I see, I want to hit more, but I'm not able to hit more. Thank you so much, Karen. I know you have some more added to that. Then she have $10 to $11 per hour. That's what those people are making. Then Charlie Ninja says, stress, no way to avoid it. We have to go back to the old way of survival. Yes, most definitely, trust God. And then Karen said, amen. She said, amen.
Amen.
We'll make a way. That's what it's all about. It's all about looking at situations. It's all about America under stress. Are you under stress? You are. Make the right decision to take care of your family. And Karen wanted to type in and mediation. We need that too. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we do.
Meditation. mediation. You got to
meditate.
Meditate on what's going on. And then we got to be able to mediate our crisis and the stress that we're going through. So that's all well and good, but it was offering that I thought about America under stress. Lisa, I tell you, it's been awesome having a chance to share this topic tonight on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Thanks to each and every one of our listeners and watchers who's a part of. God is so good and blessed us to be able to come before you tonight. And it's truly, truly a blessing. Lisa, your parting words.
I have a parting word. It's something I always say to the kids. Together we are better. So I'm going to leave this with everybody because it shouldn't matter someone's religion, their opinions, the color of their skin. Those things shouldn't matter. You got to look at a person and see what the person has. Is this, you know, I think we've become, all these things I just named contribute to division and dislike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everybody, you know, we can't do things separate. That's why I have the kids do partner poses, like in class. They love it. They love doing group work because I want to help children and even, you know, the counselors in the room sometimes join us, learning about connection and acceptance of other people and showing non-judgment. And maybe I don't play outside with this person, but, you know, I'm going to work together with them in class. And I think that something out of everything you listed, and I know that finances should come first, but to me, it's the division that bothers me and the disconnect amongst people. And my hope is somehow we can come together because we will be strong. You're stronger when you come together in some form of unity.
Exactly.
That's my thought.
Thank you for your thoughts and your hashtag. We'd like you to get
it. We got this.
There you go. That's awesome, awesome. I want to give a shout out to Karen as well as we got Kimberly Connors joining us. But Karen and Charlie's Angel, Karen Copeland and Charlie are sharing a lot of thoughts here. I want to make sure I touch all of them. Karen said, you all are beautiful. People are beautiful, that's what she's saying. Charlie's Angel said, even as they travel on Earth, living expenses are high, especially if you're trying to help your family. Charlie Angel said, want to be home with family, but have to be on assignment in order to provide for myself and the family. United is a great point. United we stand, divided we fall. It's been awesome, Lisa, being a part and always sharing this platform with you. Being here on WBSW Radio, the internet station, a show on Wednesday. Tell the truth at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I have to give a shout out to the Pacific Coast, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. You can join us on Tell the Truth. Myself and Lisa will be talking about dating. again. Now, we talk about online dating, but we're going to talk about dating again. There's a part of that we talk about it. We're not even talking about online. We're going to just talk about simply dating and what is the purpose of you dating. We're going to share that with you on Wednesday night.
Does that exist? Does dating exist anymore?
we're going to talk about it. We're going to see if it still exists. The knowledge we share between each other. And, awesome. We look forward to having that show on Wednesday night. But tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we have the Dr. Lowe's show. It's the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. Our title for tomorrow's show at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time is No. At least we talked about this, is a powerful word. We're going to see how powerful it is. We'll talk about that tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're out on that Pacific Coast, that means you'll be 11 o'clock in the morning. So we look forward to having a show tomorrow on Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood on WBSW Radio, the internet station. Hashtag responsible. Before I become really, really responsible, I want to tell y'all, it's my responsibility. I love you all, truly. Showing you the love with the L's, and it's from my heart. It's from my heart. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag make it do what it do. It's a mindset. And we just
mindset.
It's all about us loving you. So as we close up, I want you truly, truly to feel what I'm about to say to you. Because I hope it touches you like it touches me. For God has blessed me to be able to be here above ground and share love, joy, and peace with you. And as we do with every show and close out, I want to say to each and every one of you, because I want to point at you all and let y'all know, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night.